Okay, good morning, everybody. So, there's a lot of laughter here.
Take two.
That's a good thing. So anyways, just to recap where we were yesterday, especially for the first year who got... we rushed very much through the last section of Gemara. Basically, the Gemara was discussing Mikal al Chavero B'Shem, and how would we know that the psukim of Im Lo Tishmor and Vifla Shemes Makosecha were coming to tell you that you would get Malkus even for simply cursing, well, not simply, but cursing another Jew with God's name. And we'll just start from the top of the Amud to sort of recap that last little part. Lomatzis Amris. Again, to say that that pasuk was only referring to a shem motzi shem shamayim levatala, someone who simply uses God's name for no reason. You know, an example of this would be making a bracha when unnecessary, or even just saying God's name for fun, I guess. You can't say that the psukim are referring to that. Because we have a warning in order to warn a person not to curse their friend with Hashem's name, which is necessary. If we're going to give someone malchus for something, we darn better have warned them in advance. So, we've got a pasuk which says, and you can say, it makes sense to say that the psukim of Im Lo Tishmor Vehifla are referring to someone who curses their friend. Why? Because we have this warning of, but if you're going to say that it's coming to teach you only the case of when someone uses God's name for no good reason, you know, where are you going to find the warning for that? The Torah would have had to have told us in advance, don't do this, for it to suddenly say, and if you don't keep this, you know, rule, then we're going to give you Malkus. Well, how can you get away with that? So they want Alam Allah, why can't you say such a thing? Because if we do have a pasuk that would serve as some sort of warning, you should fear God and you should, you know, serve Him. Says the Gemara, Hahu Asar Asasehu. That's not, it doesn't say don't, you know, use God's name for no reason. It just says, you know, respect God. That's not a good enough warning in order for us to say that the next pasuk, you know, or not the next pasuk, but, you know, another pasuk would tell us that you get Malkus for such an act, and therefore we conclude that the act for which you get Malkus is cursing a friend with God's name. Okay, because we have the warning of Lo Sukal Acheresh. That's where we were up to yesterday, and now we welcome you aboard for today's daf. Okay, hopefully we didn't bore too many people. Mishum Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Amru, afamaktim truma l'bikurim. Now we're going back, as we've done in the Gemara, so much in these Masechtos, it seems like, right? When you first start learning Gemara, they always tell you the Gemara, you know, when it puts in the two dots, always quotes sections from the Mishnah. We've quoted, like, five sections from different brises that have come up in the Gemara since then, and this is no exception. If you look back down on Gimel Amud Aleph, if you want to jump back for a moment, and we'll read that again. We've got plenty of time today because it's such a short daf, at least in the Gemara. Okay, if we jump up five lines. Okay, that very long, really six lines. Right, so we were focusing on this a lot yesterday. We're going to continue to focus on it a little bit today. Any, you know, losase in the Torah that had an action accompanying it, meaning where you did an action, that's where you're going to get Malkus. However, if you didn't do any action, if you simply spoke, as we explained yesterday, you'd be Pater, except for, we've got a list here. Nishba, which we discussed yesterday. Meimar, which we discussed yesterday. Mikal HaChavero B'Shem, which we just finished discussing. Afal Pi Shelo Asa Ma'ase Chayev, even though you didn't do an action. In those cases, you're still going to get lashes if you commit these Averos, for the reasons that we discussed, the Psukim that we brought. Mishum Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Amru, our Gemara now today, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, they said, Af Hamaktim Truma Libikurim. Even one who brings his Truma before his Bikurim. And as we said, it's possible that that's a Lav Shein Bomasa if the person does do an action in separating the Truma, right? Because Truma can be separated without actually physically doing anything, and therefore, if this person does this, a simple reading of the Braisa is that what happens if someone does this, even though it would be a Lashay and Bomasa, they'll still get Malkus. Now, okay?
Truma can be separated even through thought.
So okay.
That's not even Dibur.
Okay.
So you can still get Malkus for a thought.
Apparently.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, we're saying that this is, the, you know, whether or not you'll actually get malchus for this. Well, that's what we're going to talk about now. Yeah. So again, Mishum Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Amar Rav Hamaktim Truma Likur. My Tama Rav Yossi asked the Gemara Rav Chanina. What's the reason of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Amar Kra? The pasuk says Malay Asecha Vidim Acha Lo Seacher. A sort of interesting pasuk. The first two words of the pasuk are hard to understand. Malay Asecha Vidim Acha Lo Seacher. You shall not delay your Malay Ascha and your Dim Acha. What does that mean? Asks the Gemara. Right? Malay Aelu Bikurim. Malay Ascha means don't delay your Bikurim. Vidim Acha Aelu Truma. And the Gemara explains Dimacha referring to Truma Ve'amra, and it says Lo Se'acher, that you should not delay the Bikurim and you should not delay the Truma. What's one way of delaying Bikurim? By taking off Truma first. So if you do that, that's going to be an Avera. And therefore, this is his source, specifically with a pasuk in the Torah, which tells us don't do this. And the assumption from this would be, okay, that we're going to get Malkus, because the Torah specifically tells you this, just like we did with some of the other psukim, even though it doesn't specifically say you're going to get Malkus in this case, it's clearly clear enough from the pasuk itself that one, this is considered a lo sase, which would apply even in cases of alav she'en bo maase, although again, I'm not 100% sure why.
Do you need aiding to get Malkus?
Generally.
Do you need aiding to get Malkus?
I mean, I can see how it would be hard to warn someone on a thought. So for the simplicity of today's Gemara, let's assume the person said it. Okay? I'm trying to think, you know, how much we can play the associated masa card here, which we did yesterday a little bit, to say, what if the person ate from some of their food, you know, which they had already taken truma off of? I would say the simple way to keep everything in line is just to say that we're talking about a person that took it off the dibur.
So they demonstrated their thought.
Again, I'm questioning how much we can do that, but let's just stick with, again, the simple case, you said something. I could see, again, how that would be, you know, a big problem, yes, 100%. So, hiktim truma lebikurim. Okay, so now, itmar, we've got, right, melei aschavdim, right, itmar, says the Gemara, we have the following mimra. Hiktim truma lebikurim. What happens if someone took off truma before bikurim? Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina have an argument. Chad amar loke, v'chad amar eino loke. One of them says that you get malchus, the other one says you don't get malchus. Says the Gemara, it's time to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who damar loke. Says the Gemara, we've got a pretty easy matching game here. Why? We know that Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina was the one who says that you get Malkus. Why? We literally just read that. Midamar, says the Gemara, and now I've somehow lost my spot. There we are. Midamar, Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, afa maktim truma lebikurim. Because Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina says, included in this case is of people who get Malkus for a love shame, but Masa is, this case, hamaktim truma lebikurim. Okay, the word loke should not appear here. He doesn't actually say that, and in fact, the Gemara is going to interpret it differently in a moment. Adarabba, says the Gemara, tis time to Rabbi Lazar hu da amar loke. Says the Gemara, but 1 second, we've got a bit of a problem here because we also seem to have an indication that Rabbi Elazar would have been of the opinion that you get Malkus in this case. Why is that? And obviously, again, if he's going to be saying it, then Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina can't be saying it. It's one or the other. Says the Gemara, the Tanna, as we learned in the Mishnah, Hayu lefanav shtei kalkalos shel tevel. Okay, so we get some fun Mishnah from Demai. If you had two baskets of tevel in front of you, v'amar maser shel zo bezo, and you said, I want the maser of basket number 1 to be taken off of basket number 2, says the Mishnah, everybody agrees, harishona mi'useres. The first one will have the maser taken off of it, and all is good. You've done your job, you can, you know, eat the first one now, whatever else. We continue. Shel zo bezo v'shel zo bezo. Let's say you decided to do it both ways. You said, I want the meiser for the first basket to be taken from the produce in the second basket, and the meiser for the second basket to be taken from the produce in the first basket. What happens there? Harishona mi'useres. The first one is considered to have had the meiseros taken off. V'hashnia ena mi'useres. But the second one actually is not considered to have been meisered. Why? It's very simple. You can only take off maaser from unmeisered produce. So, if I've got my two baskets, okay, let's think of how these things are happening at time. Basket number 1 is my talis and tefillin, basket number 2 is my gemara. So, right now, when I do the first shelzu bizu, so basket number 1, I take off the maaser from here, I tear out daf gimel from my gemara. Good, I you know, it's not maaser, fine. Okay. It's a couple of dafim, it's okay. We don't have to talk about this. Too graphic for some of the viewers. Right? So now, at this point, what is the status of my talis and tefillin basket? It's had miser taken off. Right? It's mesukan, exactly. It's, you know, all ready to go. So can I now say, oh, I'm going to take off my miser from this basket, from this produce? No, these are two completely different types of produce. This is produce which already had the miser taken off. This is not. So once I've done that first misering, it makes the second one not work. Okay? And that's what we've got in the second case. Okay? The harishonim moseres, vashniya inim moseres. The second one is not considered miser. Ma'asro sehem, right? Ma'aser kalkala v'chaverta. Right? So if someone said, they're misers, meaning the miser of this basket, on this basket, kara es hashem, and he said, they should each one be on the other, then kara es hashem, basically, the guy nailed it, and he's figured out a way to get them both taken off in this fashion. Okay? The Itmar, Rabbi Lazar Omer. Correct. I didn't. Meaning it works. It works because we don't have a problem. Yes.
Not consecutive.
Correct. It's not consecutive. If it was consecutive, then we'd have the same problem. I apologize. I should have explained that. Says the Gemara. Clearly you guys knew it, which is a good thing. Says the Gemara. The Itmar, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says. In the second case, where we had shelzo bizove shelzo bizo, okay, not in the simultaneous case, but in the second case, says, Rabbi Elazar, you get malchus in that case. You know why? Because you're supposed to take off the masros in order. Okay? First maser rishon on all your stuff, then maser sheni on all your stuff. However, in this case, what did the person do? He took off all his masros first. A chutzpah. Malchus. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Now says the Gemara, obviously, tistayim. So therefore, it would seem to be that if Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that if you just gave your Maaser Sheni before your Maaser Rishon, for sure if you gave your Truma before your Bikurim, he would say that you're going to get Malchus. It's a very comparable case. So says the Gemara, fine, that's the case. El Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin, Dareinu Loka. Lema kashya de Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina de Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. So it's a Gemara, but if so, it's true. Let's assume for a moment that Rabbi Elazar is the one who said you get Malchus, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina is the one who says you don't get Malchus. So we've got a stira, right? We all read that first brisa back on Daf Gimel, which said that this simple reading of that brisa was to say that according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, you would get Malchus in this case. And here he's saying, now you wouldn't get Malchus, what's going on? Says the Gemara, Lo, no. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina apitura ka'i. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, when he said, I want you to include even someone who is maktim truma lebikurim, he wasn't talking about to give you Malchus. He was coming to tell you not to get Malchus. That's why he was including that case. He's saying that case falls in the first category of lav she'ein b'mase, ein lokin alav, presumably. Says the Gemara, v'hachi ka'amar, and here's, you know, our explanation of this. La shein b'masa in lokin alav. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina amru, afa maktiv truma lebikurim, is a lav shein b'masa shein lokin alav. Now the Gemara is going to deal with, says the Gemara, it's going to really ask the question that I was completely stuck on yesterday, and I was very relieved to see this Gemara when I learned it, because this is the question I asked you guys. And finally, we have an answer. Says the Gemara, umayshna meymar, dilaki mishum divdiburo asa masa. Yesterday we said, we didn't really say this. We said we should exclude it from the list because it's so obviously considered a maaseh. We said when it comes to temura, there is clearly an action happening. Why? Because when you said it, you affected something else. That's what we said yesterday. And I said, what do you mean you affected something else? What happened to the case of truma? Right? I was going to say, we also talked about nishpa, but someone suggested, well, nishpa might not necessarily affect someone else or something else. It might only affect you. So this is what we talked about yesterday. So let's take more 1 second. What's umayshna meimar delaki mishum dibur asa maaseh maktim truma libikurim nami loki mishum dibur asa maaseh. Ask more 1 second. But the same criteria that would say that one should get malchus in that case, because dibiburo asa maaseh, by speaking you affected some halachic change, that should apply here too, also by speaking you affected some halachic change. So how are we going to answer this? So I was very relieved to see this question, but at the same time, very bothered by it. What's the answer? Says the Gemara something very strange, but what's going to take us completely off course here, which is, Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin says, Shani Hasam Delav Shenitak La'asehu. There's a few different types of cases where one might be pater from Malkus for doing certain types of los ases. One is the one that we've been discussing until now, lav shein bo maase. There's another one, though, called lav hanitak la ase. Anybody remember what this one is? It stands out. It's for some reason people remember it.
There's a remedy.
There's a remedy, correct. You can do an ase, it's attached to an ase in the way that you can do an ase to fix the problem, to fix the avera that you did by doing the losa ase. So in this case, says the Gemara, well, the reason why you're going to be pater here is not because of lav shein bo maase. It is a lav shein bo maase. Still, you wouldn't be pater because of lav shein bo maase. You'd be pater because it's a lav hanita klase. There's a way to remedy, and the Gemara is going to say, well, how do you remedy that? Right? Dirsiv, as it says, mikol masrosachem tarimu. Then you should take off your trumos and maasros. Meaning, if you do it after the fact, you fixed it. Fine? Yatsif Rav Dimi v'ka'amar la lahashmatzer. Rav Dimi was sitting around and saying this, you know, this vort over. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to him, v'chalav shenita klase lo laki, 1 second. You're telling me every lav shenita klase doesn't get malchus? V'ameymar! Let's go back again. We're focused on Tamura here. Good, we get back to Tamura. What about Tamura? Tamura is a lav shenita klase. V'ameymar de lav shenita klase hu v'laki. And how do I know that it's a lav shenita klase where you get malchus? It's none. Lo she'adam rashai lehamir. Not that you're allowed to do it. Ela she'im heimir. But if you did, Mumar, then the halacha is that it, both of them get the Kedusha. So that's your way. You're bringing them both. That's your way of remedying the situation. But nevertheless, v'sofe gets her abayim. Well, you're given, right, v'im hamer yimirenu v'hayahu smurasau yakodesh. That's what the pasuk says.
That's what we have to do, it's, but does that fix it?
So I would keep away from the words fixing. That's the truth. You can't. You know, I mean, when you do an avera, it's not like we're necessarily going to take away your avera. Meaning, let's say I were to go and steal something, and then it says veheshiv es agzel asher gazel, I give it back, it's like I never stole to begin with. Yeah. I don't know when it, you know, we hear all these different Torah on Yom Kippur, you do tshuva, it wipes it away, it leaves a stain, this type of tshuva, that type of tshuva. I don't think that we're saying you didn't do an avera in the first place, but when the Torah says, here's how you fix it, we're saying we wouldn't give you malchus in such a case, presumably because we're waiting for the person to do that. But I don't know that it will completely say it's like this person never did the Avera before. I don't know.
Fair enough.
But nevertheless, the Torah says, what will be the case? How do you deal with it if you commit this Avera? By bringing them both. And if that's the case, nevertheless, says the Mishnah, v'sofei gesar abayim. So says the Gemara, so clearly this rule of lav hanita klase can't work as evidenced by Temura. Because here it's a lav hanita klase, and nevertheless you get malchus, says the Gemara. It's not fair to compare these cases. Why? Havilahu tre lavi v'chad ase. Because as if you read the pasuk, and someone asked about this yesterday, if you read the pasuk itself, it says lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. Which, although the Gemara darshins is later, a simple way of reading it at this point would be to say you get two averos: one for lo yachlifenu, one for v'lo yamir oso. Vim hamer yamirenu only remedies one of them, says the Gemara. Okay, so when you did it, you got two averos. Now that you've repaired it, you've repaired only one of your averos, but one of your lavin still stands, so that's not going to be a lav hanita klase in the classic sense. Says the Gemara, fine, we'll find another case, a very interesting case, one which is very hard to reconcile with modern sensibilities, but vare ones, the case of a rape. What happens if a man rapes a woman? What does the Torah prescribe? He has to marry her forever. Okay? Says the Gemara, dechad lav v'chad asay. There's one lav of ones, and there's one asay of marrying her. V'lo asi chad asay v'akar lav. And this one, even this one asay can't come and uproot the lav. How do I know? D'tanya, ones shegirish. If you had someone who raped a woman, who subsequently married her and then divorced her, im Yisrael hu machzir ve'inu loke. If he's a regular Yisrael, he's allowed to remarry her and therefore doesn't get malchus in that case. Why? Because they remain married. V'im kohen hu, however, if the person's a kohen, loke ve'inu machzir. He cannot remarry her because he's not allowed to marry a divorced woman and therefore he will get malchus. Okay, so what it seems to be saying is what? That in this case it's one love. It's a love anita klase. We say if you marry her, then you're good. But yet, nevertheless, the Kohen's going to get Malkus here. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Kohanim Kahamre, it's your bringing a raya from Kohanim. Kohanim Tama Achrina Have. The reason why a Kohen gets the Malkus here, you know what, says the Gemara, actually has nothing to do with the fact that it's a lav hanita klase, not a lav hanita klase. right? Dirabi Rachmana Kedusha Yaseira. Because there the Torah gave them extra Kedusha. Okay, so therefore that's why in that case they are held to a higher standard, and therefore they get an Aver and they get Malkus for doing this, you know, even though presumably it's a Lav Anita Kla'ase in this case.
They shouldn't have behaved like that in the first instance. Is that
yes.
Why are you saying that it's that the Chad said is the Docher the love? If he had stayed married to her, the Kohen, then you wouldn't have had a problem.
There's a potential
right.
for him
well,
to be able to
because
the way the
because he did
he had by divorcing her. So then he's right back to where he started off. Now it's not a.
But the problem is he already did that. The problem is he already did that. Maybe you're dealing with something else of. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav, which, when I read through this the first time, I don't quite remember everything from then, but, you know, that's the question is, right? I mean, and Rashi deals with this. I'll have to go back and look at it one more time, but basically, right, that really you're saying here that there's another love.
He had the remedy, he married her. And now he's gotten rid of the remedy by divorcing her.
So well, I mean, the simple understanding. So let me clarify this. The simple understanding is that we're dealing with the lav av lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav and velo siyeli isha, meaning he should be married to her and he can't ever divorce her.
No.
Right? Now there is a remedy to divorcing her. Right? Remarrying her. Now, just because this particular individual can't do that doesn't mean it's not considered a lav. Lav Anita Klase.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Right, so I think that will address your question as well. Meaning, if we're saying that we're going to give this guy Malkus because of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yamav, at the end of the day, we're not looking at the particular specific case, we're looking at the general description of such a mitzvah or avera. Mm-hmm. Right? And in this case, we're looking at a Lav. If it's a Lav Anita Klase, perhaps it's almost like lower level, if we could Chas V'Shalom call it that, which we can't. But you, for the purposes of illustration, right? It's like almost like a weaker lav. Why? Because it can be remedied in some fashions, even though this person's not taking the remedy, right? How can? In fact, he doesn't even have the option to because he'll do a different avera, but it doesn't matter. That type of, you know, avera, the type of lav, is different in nature. Okay, and I think that answers your question. So I think we're good. Okay. Says the Gemara.
No one else has questions.
Well, the Gemara will keep us busy, not to worry. Fine. Other questions?
No other questions.
Please. The chavod.
No, not for me. All I was going to suggest was the Kohen can put himself in a situation where he can't remedy, as opposed to an Yisrael who can't put himself in that position.
Yeah, but again, we can't go, you know, and say, well, this person, yes, this person, no, he's going to get malchus because he did it.
I'm talking about a class of individuals. A Kohen is a class of individual that could be in a situation where they can't.
And that I think that's pretty much what the Gemara answers.
Yes. But even if the Israel married, then that wouldn't be a remedy either.
Hmm. Correct. You could have an occasion if the Israel were to marry in between. I mean, the question of whether or not this actually... The question of whether or not this actually works is something we're going to investigate at the top of the next Amud. So, let's hold off on that. Let's
not him. If the wife
it's the wife.
Okay.
But that's not him.
No. If he remarried too, he.
No, if he remarried, he could marry another one.
You can't divorce.
You can marry as many wives as you want, according to Torah law. Doesn't mean it's a good idea, but it's not a problem. It's only if she remarries.
Oh, if she married. Okay.
I mean, whatever. We're going to discuss. Let's hold off, Rabbi Sai. Let's move things back in. See, this is what happens. I let you guys go on tangents. Only I'm allowed to go on tangents. Come on.
I mean, I'm not married to this issue. We can move on.
Yes. Anyways, the Gemara will get back to this and talk about whether or not it works. Now we can really move on. Okay, says the Gemara. Kitanai, it's a machlokas tanaim lo yashir mimenu ad boker. When we're talking about the question of Alav Anita Glase and getting malchus for it, this actually goes back to the following machlokas. Lo yashir mimenu ad boker, the Torah says, you can't leave it over till morning, referring to the Korban Pesach. Very good. The pasuk comes to tell you, Vanosar mimenu ad boker by ish tisrofu. The following words tell you, here's an asay to fix up your losase. Lomar she'ein lokin alav, to teach you that you will not get malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't get it for that. Yaakov omer, lo min hashem, was that not true? Elam yishum dav alav she'ein bomasa, because that's alav she'ein bomasa. Leaving something unburnt, You didn't do any action there. This would imply, by the way, says the Gemara, that Yehuda is of the opinion that lav she'in bo maaseh lo kan alav. And in fact, we quoted his opinion earlier, on yesterday's daf. V'Rabbi Yaakov asked the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yaakov, hai v'hano samirianu ad boker reish tisrofu l'may asa. Says the Gemara, fine. For Rabbi Yehuda, it says, V'hano samirianu ad boker reish tisrofu, teach you it's a lav anita glase, and therefore you don't get malchus for it. According to Rabbi Yaakov, though, what's he going to use that pasuk for? L'may asa mibayileh, he needs it for the following case. L'chedetnan for the Mishnah. Ha'atamos v'agidin v'hanosar, yisrofu b'shisha asar. So all of these things should be burnt on the 16th day, meaning the first day after you're supposed to have eaten the Korban Pesach. Chal shisha asar lios b'shabbos. What if, you know, the bring of the Pesach fell out on Friday afternoon, so the first day of Pesach now falls out on Shabbos. Okay, what are you going to do then? Yisrifu b'shiva asar.
First day of Pesach was Friday, and the first day of Chol HaMoed was Shabbat.
Again, the first day of eating the Pesach, I should say. Okay, you have the right to eat the Pesach all the way through the night. Okay, you cannot burn it then. I'm talking about when we brought the Pesach was Friday.
Well, he ate the Pesach Thursday night into Friday.
Correct, Thursday night into Friday, yes. Okay, we're on the same page. Sorry about that. Says the Gemara, right? Yisrifu, what should you do then? Yisrifu, Shiva Asar, burn it on the 17th. Lefi She'ein Doch, and Loas HaShabbos, for Loas Yom Tov. Because burning can't push off Shabbos or Yom Tov. Amar Chizkiyah, v'chein Tana Devei Chizkiyah. And Chizkiyah said, and so too we learned, you know, in the Beit Medrash of Chizkiyah, my time, what's the reason for this? Amar Kra, v'hanosar mi'enu ad boker ba'ish tisrofu, ba'akas of litin boker sheni l'sreifa. So, says anything left till morning, you should burn it. It doesn't mean that first morning, but it means the second morning. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, so at this point, we see that that's what Rabbi Yaakov would do with this pasuk of hanosar mi'enu, to teach you that you can burn it the following morning, no worries.
That's a remedy.
No, you don't burn it on Shabbos. You burn it the following morning if you couldn't burn it the previous morning.
That's a remedy.
That's not what he's coming to tell you about it. For him, it's irrelevant because you're already off the hook as of Salav Shein Bomaseh. The remedy is only according to Rabbi Yehuda necessary. Amar Abaye kol mitzal damar rachmana. So at this point, we finished our machlokas. We have our shita which says that lav anitak la'aseh will get you off the hook, which is Rabbi Yehuda, right? And we have Rabbi Yaakov, which says the opposing opinion, so that's where the question of Lav Hanita Glase goes, and presumably this can get all the way back to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina to say that you won't get Malkus on this particular Lav Shein Bo Maaseh because it's a Lav Hanita Glase. And that's why he added it in at the end of that brisa from yesterday to tell you that the halacha is that even though it's a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, and despite the fact that you're accomplishing something by saying words, making something truma here, nevertheless, you're off the hook, you're pater, because it is also a lav anita klase. Okay, so riosi v'rabi chanina, lav anita klase, therefore he paters you when you are makdim truma lebikurim. Summary. Okay. Says the Gemara, going back to something that we talked about right at the end of Arachin, which came up in a side conversation, I believe it was with you, actually, where the Gemara asks the following question. Anything the Torah says don't do, im avid mihani. If you did it, it works, and that's why you're getting punishment. Lo mahani, if you're going to tell me that it doesn't work, am I lucky? What are you getting malchus for if you didn't accomplish anything? Rava Amar, no. Lo mahani, media doesn't do anything. It's because you tried to go against God, that's why, but at the end of the day, your avira does not accomplish anything. Says the right, that's what you did. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Onus Shagirish. Going back to the case of rape again. Divorce. Im Yisrael hu mafsir min aloke. If he's a Yisrael, he can take her back and doesn't get malchus. Vi amris, kevan damar amimra derachman alaki, hanami lilki. But if the whole purpose is that if you're just going against what God did, it shouldn't matter if you take her back or not, says the Gemara. Right? It's too late. You already went against what God said. So according to Rava, how can you possibly explain this? Right? Tiyuv Tadarava. It should be a question on Rava. Amar Lacha, he would tell you, Shani Asam Damakra Kol Yamav. Because there it says, Lo Yichal Shalcha Kol Yamav Ba'amod Vehechser. It's because it's specifically excluded in that pasuk. It says you can't send her away for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life means only then. The rest of his life, though, he says, you have the ability to return her. Labaye. And according to Abaye, no. Ilav Damar Achmana Kol Yamav. So how is he going to explain the Kol Yamav part? Why is that necessary then? If really, according to him, we should know that you won't get Malkus because you didn't do anything yet, meaning because you remarried her in this case. So he says, no. Kol Yamav, if you love the Amar Rachmana Kol Yamav, the Torah wouldn't have said this. Hav Aminai would have said, Isurahu de'avad le'. It's because, right? He's doing an Isur. Ibai Lahadar, if he wants, at this point, he can stop and say, you know what? Forget about it. I've done the Avera. I'm going to stay. I don't like her as a wife. Let me stay with my Avera. That's what you might think. Ibai Lahadar, maybe I can marry her again if I want. Ibai Lahadar, I don't have to. Mashmalan, no. He has to remarry her according to Torah law. It's not like he can just stop here and say, I'm accepting the Avera upon myself. Kamashmalan.